3 weeks ago, we started a series on the names of God, and we looked at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Today, we're going to look at the third, actually 2 Sundays ago, we're going to look at the third name of this one, the Mighty God. And so we're looking at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and before we read this scripture again, this verse again, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you that you are the wonder of wonders. Lord, we stand in awe of you. We thank you, Lord, for your love we don't deserve. We thank you for your mercy that we don't deserve. We thank you for your grace that we don't deserve. We thank you for your salvation that we don't deserve. Father, help us to be quiet today and be still and know that you're God. Help your Holy Spirit to pervade this place, Lord, and to saturate our hearts and our minds, Lord, with your truth. Father, I pray that we would be different leaving this place today, more like you. And Father, if there's someone who does not know you as Savior through a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that this would be the day of their salvation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah is preparing us for Christmas. Isaiah is preparing us for the birth of the Messiah. He is prophecy of the virgin birth. In verse chapter 7, verse 14, it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. God does all of this for us. We can't do it on our own. He says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. His birth was wonderful. His life was wonderful. His death was wonderful. His coming back in return is wonderful. He's Counselor. He's the source of all wisdom. He helps us when things don't go right. He comforts us when we need help. He helps us to get through trouble. He knows the way, and we just need to follow him. He's wonderful, but today, he is the Mighty God. We're seeing all the names of God. Jehovah has all sorts of names, and Christ does that because they're one in the same. And so we're looking at the Mighty God. It's a child to be born. But Isaiah writes it in the present tense as if it already happened, and it has happened, because God is eternal. It's a son that was given. It's a child that would someday govern. It says, and the government shall be upon his what? Shoulder. When Mary was approached by Gabriel and said, you're the virgin. You're the one. Comes in Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33, and says this, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. This morning, I want you to all understand that we should fear not because we have found favor with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, just like the Mighty God. And he shall be called and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Because that little babe in the manger was the Mighty God in the flesh. Can you think of God being the size of a Charlotte? And Mary's holding God in her bosom, Folks, when we have God as our Savior, He holds us. He holds us. So we see there's a child to be born, a son given. His name's going to be Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Why would this coming one be called the Mighty God? Well, you need to understand the other son that was going to be born. And John the Baptist was to prepare the way of the Lord. It was another miraculous birth, the other miraculous birth at this time. I find it interesting that with Abraham, there was a miraculous birth. With Samuel, there was a miraculous birth. With John the Baptist, there was a miraculous birth. With Christ, it was a miraculous and a wonderful birth. See, Zechariah and Elizabeth had some conditions that were going on. And we need to understand that God met them because of what they were doing. In Luke chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, "And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child." The culture of that day, it's the desire of every family to bring forth a child. And it says they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they were both were now well stricken in years beyond the age of childbearing. But you know, with men, these things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And in the bringing in John the Baptist, here we have people that are right with God, but something was still not right in their life. God wants to make everything right in your life. This was the other miraculous birth. Zacharias was serving and praying in the temple. Here's the issue about blessing. If you don't know God, you won't get blessing. You'll get mercy. If you don't know God, He will not answer your prayer except the one for salvation. If you don't know God, don't expect Him to do something when we're asleep in our life and we're not awake unto Him. We got to be able to be right with Him for God to use us. They were right with God, but something was not right. Zacharias was serving and praying in the temple. In Luke chapter 1, verses 9, it says, "According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense, which is a symbol of prayer." It's a picture of prayer. When he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Christ is going to come into the world where things are not right, but right people were looking for Him, and they were going to get blessed by Him. You see, the issue is sometimes we blame God for what happens in our life, and we turn away from Him, and we don't allow Him to bless us because we blame Him for it. But here's what they were doing. Zacharias kept on serving. Elizabeth kept on being faithful. And they were praying. And the whole congregation was praying in the temple. Right people do right things when things are not going right. Right people do right things when things are not going right. We know that part of his prayer was to have a child. It was no different than Hannah when she came to the temple year after year. And she prayed for a child. An angel announces the coming birth of John. When you pray, you will get an answer. And in this story here, this account here, in Luke chapter 1, verse 13, it says, "But the angel said unto him," verse 11 it says, an angel of the Lord standing on the right hand of the altar. And says, in the very next verse says, fear not. Fear not. He says, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. God knows what you're going through today. God knows if you're right or you're wrong. God knows if you're living for him or you're not. And he's going to bless those who bless him. And he'll curse those who curse him. He says, thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall hear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And we know Zacharias had a little bit of a doubt in there, and he was struck dumb for the next 9 months. And he comes out of the temple, and he's making all these hand motions and everything else, and everybody said, oh, he saw something in there. Yeah, he saw the angel of the Lord. Elizabeth conceives. See, right people are rewarded rightly. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. You know, so here we have faithful people. We have Mary who found favor with God. We have Joseph who was a just man. We have Zacharias who was faithful and serving God when things weren't going right, when he didn't get what he wanted in his family, and he was still serving and he was praying. He was doing what was expected of him. We see Elizabeth that was faithful also, and the rewarded. This is the one to be born prophesied by Isaiah. See, we don't know how God's going to use what we do right now. We don't know how God's going to reward what we're doing right now. He's the mighty God. Nothing gets past him. He knows our trouble. He knows our needs. He knows our desires. He knows what he can trust us with. But this is the one prophesied by Isaiah. In Isaiah 40, verses 3 through 5, it says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Folks, that's where our heart should be today. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. John the Baptist is to prepare the way of the Lord. Everyone that knows him needs to prepare the way of the Lord. He remembered who God made him to be. In John chapter 1, verse 23, it says, he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. He realized who Christ is. In John chapter 1, verse 29, and the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He reported what Christ would do. There's four things here that he will do that only God could do. He's the one that's going to exalt the valley. He's the one that's going to bring the proud low, to make the mountains go away. He's the one that's going to make the crooked places straight and the crooked people straight. He's the one that's going to make the rough places smooth. He's the mighty God. Only the mighty God can work such miracles in people. You know, are you feeling kind of low this morning? God can lift you up and exalt you. Are you feeling kind of proud this morning? Say, I really don't need this. God's going to bring you low. Are you saying, things in my life that need to be changed, God can straighten you out. You think that there's some rough spots in your part in life, God can make them smooth. See, he reported what God would do, and only the mighty God can work such miracles in the people. In Luke chapter 19, verse 37, it says, and when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, this is his triumphant entry, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. God does all things mightily. He's the mighty God. He's the only one that can do these things. Oh, we need to understand that the mighty God can work through us too. You know something? We need to do the same thing that John realized. We need to understand who made us to be. We need to understand who remade us in his likeness through salvation. We need to realize who Christ is in our life. And we need to report what Christ can do. See, we all should have a little bit of John the Baptist in us. And so we see that John the Baptist is to prepare the way of the Lord, the mighty God, this one in the manger, this one that's prophesied, is to bring light to those in darkness. In Luke chapter 1, verses 76 through 79, in the same account here, talking about John the Baptist, he says, and thou child, this is after he was born, after Zacharias got his mouth back, got his voice back, and could say, because as soon as his name will be John, it opened up. Because that's what God said. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high hath visited us. Now he's not talking about John anymore. To give light to them that sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. He's going to do things. Christ is called the dayspring, translated as the dawn or the beginning of the day. You know, we need a new dawning in our lives. He would give light to those that sit in darkness. He will give light to those that are in the shadow of death. He'll give light to those and guide our way to the way of peace, to those who are in trouble. John chapter 8, verse 12, it says, then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. John was supposed to be that prophet of the highest. In John chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, it says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. See, John remembered who he was. John recognized who Christ is. John reported what Christ would do. Folks, we need to understand who Christ is to us. Who is Christ to us? Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your what? Good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Are we the same type of light? Oh, folks, in this season where people will come to church when they won't come to church any other time, I fear that the darkness is overtaking the light because we're not light enough. We're not light enough. The mighty God is to bring light to those in darkness. We've all been in darkness at some point in our life. God has given us light to get us out of those things. It might be from a death of a family member. It might be through a relationship issue that we have in our family. It might be through some sort of sickness or something that grieves us. God gives the light. See, only God could do this because human solutions for problems fail in darkness. They fail in darkness. It says in Isaiah 9, verse 2, it says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. You're seeing Christ raised and lifted up in here right now. You should see the light of God. Is it going to make a difference today? Is it going to change you today? They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine. Sound familiar? Luke 1:79 is a quote from Isaiah 9:2. Zacharias knew the word. John knew the word. Do we know the word? Are we going to use it to show other people? Thirdly, the shepherd. We need the wisdom of the mighty God. He's counselor. He's that wisdom. Maybe you're in some situations that only God, you've been trying to fix it on your own. You might be trying to cover it up. God can fix you this morning. God can fix you. The shepherds were to go and to find the mighty God. The first announcements of Christ's birth was not made to the priest. It was not made to the scribes. It was not made to those in the temple. It was not made to the king. It was not made to the elite. It was made to common shepherds. And the proclamation of God today is made to us, the common folk. The common folk. You know, we may not go down in the annals of history as being great people of faith, but little as much when God's in it. In Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, and it says, and the angel said unto him, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is not, might be, not maybe, not what you think it is what God proclaims him to be, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And you know something? They went and they found the Christ child exactly how God said it would. Exactly as the angel. If you want to look for God, you'll find him exactly as the Bible says. You'll find him exactly as he's preached. He's a Savior. He's Christ the Lord. A Savior. What good news for sinners. We all need the Savior in our lives. The Savior was Christ the Lord. Isaiah 43 verse 11 says, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. There is no Savior for your soul other than Jesus Christ. There is no Savior or deliverer from your problems except God. And here he is, right in front of us. The shepherds went and found the Lord as directed. They said, come and let's see this sight that we've been told about. Today, God wants you to come to him and see if he can't fix you and see if he can't work in your problems and see if he can give you the peace that you desire today. See if he can give you the cleansing that you want today. See if he can give you the truth that you need today. See if you can get the mercy and grace that he's promised. But you know something? In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1, he says, "Who hath believed our report?" Paul later on in Romans chapter 10, verse 16, says this too. He says, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report?" The shepherds went as directed. God's telling us today, you know what God's telling you to do. Are you going to go where he wants you to go? Or are you going to do your own thing? He's the mighty God. He can do all these things for us. But he's not going to force us. Let the mighty God come into your life. Come to the mighty God today. Come with all of your sins to the one who is mighty to save. Come with all your problems to the one who is mighty to solve. The mighty God waits your call. Trust him with your life. Trust him with your all. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Lord, we just ask that you just help us, Lord, right now. And Father, we would understand that you came to earth to redeem us. That was the plan from the beginning. And Lord, I just ask that you just help us, Lord, just to be faithful followers of you. Help us, Lord, that if we don't know you as Savior, if we don't have heavens in doubt, that we would come to you and ask you to save our souls. Lord, come, help us, Lord, for those, for us that are walking in darkness and not in your light, that we would repent and turn to you today and understand that you as mighty God can forgive. Mm-hmm. You're mighty to save. You're mighty to solve. Lord, help us to leave here walking in your light and not continuing to walk in darkness. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.